Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Good morning. It's Bob Surratt at 8:11 on Thursday. Had to stop and think there for a second what day it is. It's March 19th. We're all feeling a little foggy today, aren't we? Yes, we are. Dean Richards is at Channel 9 with today's entertainment report. How you doing, Dean? We have stopped with the foghorn
exactly.
Already.
No, that was me. That wasn't him.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. bad food at the Channel 9 studios this morning?
Yeah, the carryout. Carryout doesn't sit as well as it does when you could go to a restaurant. Remember the good old days when you could go to a restaurant?
Oh, my. All right. Well, let's get into what the late night folks are doing, first of all. We're seeing everybody from home, aren't we?
Yeah. Everyone's been doing at least little like mini monologues or little small segments that they are putting both online, but they're doing at the very beginning of their show. Stephen Colbert has been doing it from his house. Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel all have been doing it from their house. Jimmy Fallon last night did something a little bit different. He was doing something from his house. His kids were running all over the place. But he also had a guest on last night that he talked to from their house. I don't know what system he used, Instagram Live or Facebook Live or one of the lives, but it was Lin-Manuel Miranda from his house. So he did just a short interview with him, and then they go to reruns of their shows. But that's going to be changing. Starting March the 30th, Conan O'Brien is the first to announce that he is coming back with new shows, but he will still be at his house. The show will be shot entirely on iPhones.
Wow.
Which is rather amazing to me. They will have guests, and they will hook up with them remotely from wherever they are. So he's going to be doing full shows again starting on March the 30th. Conan has been filing, all of them have been filing things online. But Conan has been just finding some hilarious stuff. Last night, he put something up about tips for toilet paper alternatives, and we have that for you.
There are many things around the house you can use instead of toilet paper that work just as well. For example, CVS receipts. CVS receipts are long. This is for just 6 Tic Tacs. Also, we all have these around the house, Valpak. Valpak coupons. I know you never really use them. Now, look at that. You can clean yourself with colorful coupons. Finally, we all have them. Pretentious coffee table books. I've had this on my coffee table for 9 years. I don't know who de Koenig is.
So there's some helpful tips. Some helpful tips of things you can use around the house if you can't find any at the store.
We need the distraction, that's for sure. And no Friends reunion for a while, I guess, Hunting?
No, like everything else, that now officially has been put on hold. They were to record it next week. That was the schedule. That's now been pushed back until May for now. And, hopefully we'll get that off the ground. In the meantime, you can watch Friends as God intended on WGN TV every Saturday night.
Yeah, that's like what I say about radio. Entertainment the way the good Lord meant it. No picture.
Exactly.
Let's hear a little bit of this. I heard some of this this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Imagine.
No, that's what
scene.
I mean. I'm sorry that you heard it.
Oh, really? I don't know. Maybe I was half asleep. I thought, okay, this is nice.
Well-intentioned, I suppose. A bunch of stars got together, all organized by Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, and they sang John Lennon's, they attempted to sing John Lennon's song, Imagine. Here we go.
Imagine there's no countries, yeah.
It isn't hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die for.
And no religion, too.
Imagine all the people.
but I'm not the only one.
I hope someday you will join us, and the world will live as one.
So the names that you've got in there, it goes on and on. Will Ferrell's in there, Sarah Silverman. Trying to think of some of the other.
Yeah, if you see it, I guess you appreciate the idea and the thought behind it more than grading the singing performance.
Yeah, because the singing is just so-so in the whole thing, but it is taking a savage beating online.
Is it really?
This was posted earlier, but you know, people are saying just what I need: a bunch of multimillionaires singing to me about imagining what it would be like to not have anything, that it's kind of falling on deaf ears with people. they're saying, you know, who are these people? That it actually does no good at all. It helps no one except that it's, you know, a nice rallying song that people online are saying, open up your wallets instead and help food banks and, you know, instead of singing a song that doesn't really help anybody.
Well, some of those people are doing that as well.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, maybe a better idea is what someone named Vicky texted us this morning. Could you please remind everyone to put out their American flag? No one is alone. We're in this together. That'd be nice to see.
Nice, feel good. Nice gesture, yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Adams, some of the other names, Jimmy Fallon's in it, Mark Ruffalo, Natalie Portman. It's a long list of stars, most of which can sing.
Kevin Bacon has got a campaign going that's kind of interesting. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is cool, you know, because he's known for the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon,
mm-hmm.
The, you know, separation, how everybody is connected to him. So he went online and urging people to stay home, but not only to just stay home, but when to post a picture of themselves, of who they are staying home for. So he held up a sign that said, hashtag staying home for, and then he wrote Kira Sedgwick, who is his wife. Elton John saw that, and he wrote staying home for David Furnish, who is his husband. And people are, you know, getting on the bandwagon with this. He'd like to get 1 million followers of people posting pictures of themselves, who they are staying home for, to one, remind people to stay home, but two, to remind everybody that you're not just staying home for yourself, you're staying home for your loved ones, to protect your loved ones. That's what it's all about. That, I think, is a great online campaign.
Yeah, he is going to get a big response, I'm sure. Rosie O'Donnell is coming back. Is this going to be an online show?
It is going to be an online show. You know, some people, we did the story earlier on TV, and some people just reacted. It's like, no, Rosie O'Donnell. But this is also something great. She's going to be doing an online version of the Rosie O'Donnell show, in which she has invited a lot of her friends to come and appear and perform, but to do it from wherever they are. Everything is being done from wherever, you know, they are. There aren't groups of people getting together. There are no audiences for any of these things. But it's going to be a fundraiser for Broadway, Broadway's Actors Fund, which help all of the people who are in arts and entertainment who are now suddenly out of work, to raise some money for them. Sarah Jessica Parker will be part of it, Morgan Freeman, Idina Menzel, Ben Platt, Billy Porter, Neil Patrick Harris, Barry Manilow, and the list goes on and on and on of people who will either be connected digitally to just to chat, or who will come on and perform and sing a song. So all of that's going to be Sunday night at 6 p.m. Chicago time on Broadway.com. Broadway.com.
And I know you've got some information about a new website for unemployed musicians. And, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on about people affected here. And, of course, there aren't any gigs out there for these folks, are there?
Right. No, that's the deal, because all the clubs are closed, the bars are closed, the restaurants are closed. No one is doing recording sessions right now. So musicians in general, but the blues musicians have stepped up to try to do something. So they have set up a website onto which they have downloaded performances of theirs. And I mean, these are some of the best and most famous blues musicians from Chicago that you can go on and you can watch these, but they've also set up a little tab on there that says donate. So when you go on there and check out the videos, you know, donate whatever you can afford to help out these blues musicians who, like the actors and the entertainers and restaurant people and so many other people who have now finally, found themselves out of work to try to help them financially until we get this thing settled. That website is ChicagoBluesRevival.org/paythemusicians. ChicagoBluesRevival.org/paythemusicians.
Dean, do we know anything about when movie theaters might open again? I mean, have they all said for sure we're going to be closed for a month, or we're just waiting on news about the virus? Are there any definite dates, or are they just closed until further notice?
No, it's really till further notice right now. Most of them at first said until March 30th. That's the date that almost all the theaters and the movie theaters have set a date, but everything is until further notice. I mean, things are looking more and more like it could go a lot longer than that, so I wouldn't plan on being in movie theaters for a while. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, we told you earlier this week about how some of the first-run movies, the ones that are in theaters right now, Invisible Man, The Hunt, Emma, they just announced yesterday that the brand-new Vin Diesel movie, Bloodbath, that will be coming out on demand next week. So I think as time goes on and as this thing stretches out, we're going to start seeing some of the, you know, the big movies coming out online, because it doesn't look like we're going back in theaters for a while. Mulan is scheduled to come out soon. You know, I get the schedules from all the studios, and, you know, the schedules are usually packed. I got an updated one yesterday, and it was completely empty, which is really creepy and weird. But, you know, we've got the James Bond movie that's been pushed back till the fall. We've got Quiet Place Part 2 that doesn't even have a tentative date yet. Fast and Furious, Black Widow, all of them have been postponed for release right now. So
that's the way it is now.
Yeah, I think the future is going to be on demand for most of these until we get a better handle on what's going on.
Dean Richards, we look forward to your cancellation report tomorrow morning, Dean.
It's become my specialty.
Thanks. Have a good one.